It's time to get a little less serious about wrestling. This is the Alternate Commentary Table with lifelong friends.
Notice your difference in size.
And lifelong wrestling fans.
Each is a very capable performer, and each is a little too clever to give the other boy much of an advantage.
Mitch Hontzius
credits himself with a lot of power.
And Dimitri Karolis
said that he got all that power from drinking raw olive oil all through his youth.
I don't care if Daddy likes it or not, or hates it.
I'm doing it. Are you ready? Understand.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'll hit the record button.
Are you ready?
I'm not afraid.
Don't do that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Ding, ding, ding.
Introducing first, weighing in at an undisclosed amount due to eating habits. Both Mitch and Dimitri of the Alternate Commentary Table. Listen, you're listening to the ACT right here with Mitch and Dimitri. We got another episode in store for you. Now, let's just do a few things over here. Write out the disclaimers. And they're not really disclaimers. They're suggestions.
They're
actionable items.
That's right.
Follow us.
Okay.
McGuire on Wrestling.
All
it's
right.
wherever you're streaming your podcast, you just look up McGuire on Wrestling, you get the ACT, you're going to get Daddy's show. It's going to be fantastic. It's a beautiful week in store for you. And here's another thing. You got to go to Facebook.
Okay.
So you're like, you're already on the socials. You look up Team MOW, ask to join.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. Check this out.
Okay.
McGuireshow.com. It's a website.
Yeah.
You get bios.
Okay.
You get beautiful pictures.
Nice.
But that's where you search for the merch.
Oh.
And that's where you can get things like, I don't know, GWO if you want to join.
You mean like one of these?
What?
Chair shot.
You can get that shirt, which is, that's the hottest item.
It's pretty hot.
Okay. And it's a really good thing that we got going on here. A really good thing. Mitch, how you doing, man?
I'm good, buddy. Real quick with the McGuire thing, because it caught me at the very beginning of the when we first met Mike. It's spelled McGuire. You know, people hear McGuire and want to throw a W in there.
They want to try. That's not. And by the way,
right.
if someone's trying to contact you.
Right.
And they put the W in there.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's a fake profile.
Unlike Mark, there is no PDDs. There's no filler in this podcast.
No.
Right?
And how do you remember it? It's you and I.
That's right.
Because this is a collective thing. So just remember, the real McGuire wants you and I, all of you and all of us, to be a part of McGuire on Wrestling.
I love it. Now, can I say something? You know who I give a lot of credit to? I was going to start the podcast one way, but I'm going to throw an audible out there. I'm going to tell you right now, right here. Right now, right here.
Okay.
We're big sports guys, okay? And we love our sports so much that sometimes it's hard to differentiate what do we want to watch during the week. We're big NFL guys. So Dimitri and I watched the NFL draft this week, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch a bit of it. And I'm clicking and watching. We're waiting for our Packers to be on because we're big Packer guys. And then on Friday, I find myself watching the draft on the WWE with the SmackDown. This is where I'm going. During Super Bowl, these guys said, hey, you know what? We're going to go to Las Vegas and go one-on-one with them as well. And then they go and do the draft the same week. I got to give them credit.
Brilliant. It was the first thing that I picked up on.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, wait a second. Hold on. Okay. You know what? This is planning. This is how you run business.
That's right.
And it makes sense. And this is the thing, because WWE is very much American, if you will. When you think okay,
America.
Yeah. Can't say the real words on the ACT. America.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. There we go. We can make it wrestling.
There we go. Yeah.
America.
Yeet.
Yeet. Yeet. He needs like a goat or something. Like
he does.
Something that yeets.
Buddy, I got a cousin that can bring him like 10, 20. Whatever you need.
He needs an animal.
He needs
yeets.
A goat. No, you're
right. Yeah.
Yeet, yeet. That's amazing.
Right? It's his yeet. There you go.
Yeah.
He's got to name him like Yanni, the yeet master.
I love it.
A Greek goat named Yanni who yeets?
Are you in my brain again?
Listen. If you do that, you're in our hearts. But this is where it all makes sense, because when you're doing the draft during draft week in the United States of America, I mean, NFL is the most popular sport. Nothing will topple what we call the juggernaut, okay? And Then you have WWE, which is very much Americana. Look, I know it's global, but follow me on this. It was just very much part of the, it's apple pie, NFL, WWE, and baseball. We got it.
Okay? Got it.
And Mitch, it is. It's absolutely brilliant. And it just, it makes, everything makes so much sense.
Right.
As to why they're doing a draft as well.
I couldn't agree more. And I mean, you know what? And we'll get to them in a couple of minutes. It's not like AEW wasn't part of that day as well, because one of the owners, or actually the majority owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, is no other than the Khan family, Tony Khan. So he's in full kayfabe mode, by the way, like on the NFL Network doing his interview and dropping bombs, by the way. We'll get to that in one second.
Please.
We will.
Please.
I only want to just finish up the WWE draft, because I like a normal NFL draft, and I'm sure a lot of you, if you're not a big NFL fan, the Atlanta Falcons did something that a lot of people are kind of messed up with. And then I see what the WWE did. So the number one overall pick, if you want to do it this way, is Bianca Belair. I like it. I think that's a brilliant play.
Smart move.
She looks great. She's using that trainer too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This trainer is trainer of the year. If we could just get his name, would be great. You know what I mean?
It would be unreal.
Then the WWE goes off the grid and says, hey, Raw, with their number one pick, we're going Carmelo Hayes. I mean, this is big. No one's ever done this. Going on to the NXT roster to grab a number one. Forget about third or fourth round. They get him in the first round.
I love it. You got to secure your position. You know what else I love?
Yeah.
I love how they had the war rooms.
Yes.
Right? And they were just like, no!
They did it right.
That was on our sheet. Like,
loved it.
There was one where Pierce was like legitimately mad. And I'm like, okay. I go, this is great.
This is good. Yeah.
You know what I noticed? Did you notice anything? Aldis. He's a little more comfortable.
He seems
better.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Because he knows he can come back to Dungeon Wrestling and take his belt back at any time. And and because he's friends with me, he's been kind of messaging me. I don't want to say anything, but, you know. Don't worry. I won't say anything. The one pick, I have to admit, Yeet being first overall pick again in the first round from Raw, I found to be a little weird. I mean, you could have probably got him in the fifth round. I'm just saying.
For anyone who does fantasy sports or fantasy drafting, a little high. You panic push the button.
Full panic push.
Right.
But where, you know, Seth Rollins, I like that pick.
Fine. He's out for a
little
bit.
He's going to be on the bench.
But you got to secure the spot.
You got to get him. One that caught me off guard going in the third round was the Bloodline. I mean, what do these guys got to do to show you that they're the greatest thing on TV right now?
Okay. I have a problem here.
Okay.
I didn't know how we were going to introduce it, but because I like the draft.
Yeah.
I liked how they did the draft this year. Everything you're saying, I like.
Right.
There's something that I don't like, Mitch.
What don't you like?
And that's blatantly cheating.
What do you mean?
Well, follow me on this.
Okay.
I love me a good throw a dust in the eyes.
Right.
A chair shot or two.
Yeah.
Chair shot.
An outside interference play.
Sure.
But here's what I don't like. The draft is a draft is a draft.
Okay.
You pick one person. You can't pick teams.
You know what?
You can't pick teams.
You know me. I like being devil's advocate. I see your point, but I raise you one. They are one person, technically. I mean, they've shown it all year. One guy will wrestle, but all of them come in the end. It doesn't matter.
Mitch?
Yeah.
And then you go to the Alpha Academy.
Right.
How do you get a 4-on-1 like that?
And it's a good 4-on-1. That's, you know,
I love the 4-on-1.
Who doesn't? But again, they got him in the fourth round. I mean, they went high on the fourth round. And as I look at the names that were picked, like no Intercontinental Champion, no Tag Team Champions. Like they're getting picked as we speak.
No, but hold on. Champions are locked in.
Oh, they're locked in.
I didn't realize they were locked in.
They're locked in.
Which I like.
Okay,
but I
kind of
don't like at the same time.
I still think, to be honest, I don't like it. I didn't know they were locked in, and I'll tell you why. Because we're trying to revamp everything. We're moving things around. So you know what? If Sami Zayn ends up going to SmackDown, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but it also at the same time, what I like about it is that it gives room to draft, you know, everybody else.
The way if I was doing the draft, I tried to grab all the champions. But it would also work in everyone's favor. It would be, you'll get one, I get one. You get one, I get one. It doesn't make, you know, no one's going to win that and hoard all the champions.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it'd be kind of cool to see Damian Priest at SmackDown. Just change it up a little bit. What's wrong with that?
Well, this is my whole point, because now if you know, okay, here's the advantage. Now you're Monday Night Raw. Let's say the Judgment Day was about to break up.
Right.
Now they're like, whoa, guys, maybe don't break up because I'm kind of drafting you and I can kind of do an all-in-one.
Yeah.
Like, if I was Adam Pearce now, I would actually be like, hey, really quick, guys, over the weekend, I need you guys to form a 17-man faction.
Right.
Because apparently, then you could just pick the faction.
That's a good point.
Okay, that's cheating. So I'm sorry, Chimichurri.
Yeah.
And Mr. Heyman. No, the Heyman, fine. The Heyman, he's different. He's not wrestling. But you are not allowed to get picked and then be like, my buddy's coming along as well. That's like inviting your friend to the birthday party.
Right.
And last minute, they invite their loser cousins. Yeah. They got to come too. I didn't want your loser cousins.
No one asked for the cousins.
I asked for you.
I agree.
And don't you spring that stuff on me last minute. Don't you do that last minute.
Can I ask you a question? Why was Sheamus drafted in any capacity?
Oh.
He goes in the third round, him and Ricochet to Raw. Why?
Who picks Ricochet?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out myself.
Over how many other people?
And by the way, can I also just I've told you all twice. When I'm right, I'm right. Third round LA Knight. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know it. I know it. Everybody here knows it. LA Knight is falling in the rankings.
Who picks Ricochet over Gunther?
See, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys.
I actually can't get Ricochet's. I can't take him seriously.
And Andrade?
It's Ricochet.
Andrade's that big of a draw. SmackDown, you need him all of a sudden. Oh, we better go get. See, this is all Cody Rhodes' fault. I told you guys.
This is all Cody's fault. I was waiting.
And by the way, Cody, you go and you're signing your contract with AJ Styles.
It was a good contract.
Give me a break. Then you're taking on Carmelo. You're lucky Carmelo wasn't ready. He wanted you, but he didn't know you were going to accept it that day. He was tired.
Oh, no, he knew.
He was taking on the trick.
Hey, that's what a champion does. He's got a championship match next week, and then he gets the number one draft pick for SmackDown. He says, hey, come here.
He was overwhelmed with happiness. He didn't realize.
Roman Reigns wouldn't have done that.
And that's another thing. Did you see that Roman Reigns came out and said, I'm not being drafted. I'm taking myself out.
See, this is where the tribal chief is an attitude. It's not a label. It's how you conduct yourself.
That's right.
I respect every part. He goes, hey.
No.
We don't do that. But did you see what the Heyman did?
What'd he do?
He said, a real tribal chief.
I noticed.
A real tribal
chief. He kind of pressed on that a little.
Yeah, I'm just,
Now. Speaking of real or not real, let's get over to the AEW, because this is what happened. Last week, pay-per-view.
Before you get there, can I just make a comment, Mitch? Can I just defend ourselves here? Because some people, a lot of you love us.
Right.
And we thank you for it.
Are you saying people don't like us? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just.
Was there a comment made?
No, there wasn't a comment made. It's more of a, I'm saying this out of protection for us.
Okay.
So here's what I got going on. A lot of people say, oh, well, Mitch and Dimitri, you guys want, you say your funny takes and your body shaming, and Sheamus came out and you talked to him to go talk to Styles' trainer, which he still should.
Absolutely.
And he said, oh, well, he's looking a little flabbygasted just to be out there, if you will.
Right.
Okay. So it's not okay if we say it.
Right.
But the McIntyre can go on and just say what we were all thinking. It's just we got the gusto.
That's right.
The guts.
Hey.
That's a GWO attitude. And were we wrong? In the wise words of CM Punk, Mitch, tell us.
That we're telling lies.
That's
right. I agree. Hey, listen. We say it. And it comes to fruition.
And the McAfee, or was it Wade Barrett? I don't know. Someone said it on commentary. I think it was Wade Barrett, maybe. He made the burger comment, too.
Listen, everyone's talking about it. It wasn't, like I told you guys last week, the internet's went a-flying. We just happened to bring it up, and then McIntyre brought it up
again.
Can I just say, before we go AEW,
it just came to me right now.
Sure.
Okay, new faction.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking McIntyre.
Right.
We're talking Barrett.
Right.
We're talking Sheamus.
Yep.
You have Undisputed Kingdom in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make a group called the United Kingdom?
What?
There's already a United Kingdom.
That's
and then
true.
They could be the United Kingdom of the United Kingdom. Mitch.
You know how I am with your ideas. Love them all. They're
our,
all great. Hey, stop.
Our.
Stop.
Ideas.
Okay. So I'm minding my own business. I'm perusing the Nets. I watch and I'm listening on Sunday. I didn't buy the pay-per-view, but I will say this. We have a really good friend of ours, South Carolina George, that went bonkers, sending us messages going, guys, do yourselves a favor. Go and find the Will Ospreay and Brian match because it was unbelievable. Then the Meltzer came in on the feed, on the X feed, and so on and so forth. All these wrestling gurus came in saying,
say best in North America match all time.
All time. Like everyone had but the one synopsis all the way across was best match in a very, very long time. Okay.
Yeah.
And then obviously Swerve also ends up winning the championship belt over Samoa Joe in that pay-per-view. So all in all, they did a great job, and it sounds like the pay-per-view was a hit. Haven't seen the numbers yet, but it sounds like it was a good draw. Then comes Wednesday, Dynamite. All right, let's get it going. Now, here's the thing. We're Greek. We've mentioned that about 1.5 million times, but we'll mention 1.5 million one time. The art of the pizza game is this. You want to have your pizzeria, but if you can own the property too, that's a big thing. Where am I going with that? AEW, I've said it once, I'll say it again. You guys are the owners of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You guys get basically, let's probably get a hometown discount, or you own the stadium where you guys put the AEW in. And the production value was, you went from an amazing event, one of the best matches of all time, to this gross venue that, I'm sorry, it's gross, it just doesn't go after a spectacular pay-per-view. And this is what you give your fans. It looked so tacky. It looked bad. The whole situation, which brings me to the point. Swerve ends up winning the championship. He goes on some morning show, and they played a clip of Grayson Waller basically making fun of AEW, going, oh, way to go, guys. There was an event in Jacksonville. Finally, some good wrestling. And Swerve said something that kind of got me going, and he says, we are the best wrestlers. We have the best wrestling matches. And that's bar none, he says.
And he also took a shot where he was like, you know, it's good that he's got a championship for him because he grew up basically watching me.
That's right.
Win the championship. Like,
exactly.
Ah.
Exactly.
Ah.
So my question real quick to Dimitri and to all you guys is simply this. What do we like more? Are we the production, the story guys, or are we wrestling fans? And I mean, we are all wrestling fans, but I'm going to just say this really quickly. I know myself. As much as I love a great wrestling match, I need the storyline. I need the production value. I need it all. And after seeing AEW on Wednesday, I know I'm that guy for sure. Wrestling's important. Don't get me wrong. I need a good product. But I need a good product, but I need an excellent production and storyline. That's the kind of fan I am. I'm sorry. I admitted it.
Listen, I don't disagree with you. I think to a degree we all are. I think to a degree we all are because if you ask any professional wrestler, what are they going to say? What do you do in the ring?
Right.
You tell a story.
Right.
So your wrestling is predicated on telling a story. Now, from an athletic standpoint, from an athleticism standpoint, and from a talent standpoint, yeah, the wrestling does matter.
Yeah.
We've seen people do good work, and we've also seen people do not so good work. And it shows.
Right.
There's levels to this. This is like watching junior hockey versus the NHL. You don't just go out with a stick and a puck and go.
Right.
You don't just put on a pair of tights, elbow pads, and get in a ring and go. So I will not sit here and not disrespect any part of that. But let's also call a spade a spade. The storylines matter. It's what brings people there.
Right.
When WCW made a splash, it's because NWO was this thing.
Yes.
It didn't matter what they did in the ring. We were watching everything they did outside the
exactly.
ring.
Exactly.
When DX was at its height, it didn't so much matter what they were doing in the ring. It was the promos and the vignettes and stuff they were doing outside the ring. Now, you want to talk about greatest matches of all time? Listen, and I don't want anyone, people hate on the Meltzer for all this stuff. And I say, hey,
yeah.
He has never pretended to not be in his lane. And he's a fan. And he's a wrestling journalist. And he does his stuff. And he grades it the way that he sees fit.
That's
how
right.
he's drawn to wrestling. So if he's going to put on a 5-star whatever, let him be. That's his thing.
That's right.
It's no different than what we're doing right now as fans is our opinions.
Exactly.
But Mitch and I were chatting and I said, give me some of your most memorable moments mm-hmm. ever.
That's right.
And what pops out?
Yeah, Rock, Hogan. You think they were a great technical match? Hell no. It was the hype getting there, man.
Jake the Snake, Macho Man.
Hype all day. A snake bit a man.
A snake bit a man. You guys, the Undertaker's streak.
That's right.
That had nothing to do with the in-ring. It was this streak, this story. WrestleMania 40.
Exactly.
A two-year-long finishing the story of Cody Rhodes. Was that match better than Danielson-Ospreay? Probably not, but it was.
But it was.
Because of the impact that it gives. And the numbers don't lie at the end of the day, Mitch. So yeah, to me, we watch wrestling because the promos matters, the story matters, all that stuff matters.
Listen, you know, at the end of the day, AEW's right there. Where they have all the best wrestlers. And you know what? Argument to be said, but let's assume they do have all the best wrestlers. All you now need to do is really put together better storylines. Yeah. And if you do that, and maybe this is one of the reasons they've dropped in the ratings because of the three initials, MJF. When he was around doing his promo cuts and doing his stuff, we were all engaged. He comes back, plus the wrestling, AEW is back on the map even more so.
Let me ask you this. What's your favorite thing going on in AEW right now?
I literally don't have one. Thank you. Great segue. Because here's what we get. Why is Swerve Strickland, now the new champion, fighting against Kyle Fletcher in an eliminator match? Like, what is happening?
And
it was like the second match.
Actually, technically, it might have been the first match.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I gotta remember.
That's right, because Orange Cassidy and that Trent guy. Yeah.
See, even
there you go. There's my favorite. Yeah. There's my favorite storyline.
Even Trent Beretta's upset that Orange Cassidy starts first with
exactly.
The Moxley.
Exactly.
You know what, Trent? Go attack Moxley next week. He speaks for us.
He does. He does. You're right. But no, seriously. Okay, here's this long story of we're trying to get there. They throw the Adam Page in there, they hold off for a while, they finally get the guy over, and what do? They put him first against a guy. Kyle Fletcher's a fine wrestler, but why is he in an eliminator match? What for? What are you doing? Like, why?
He's your champ,
but why is he in an eliminator match? I don't get it.
See, there's just certain things that if someone has done it before you,
right,
you go ahead and you just mimic, copy, and then add the flavor. Like, listen, the ingredients to make a pizza are really not that different.
No.
Right?
That's right.
But
yeah.
All you know, just do 90% of what someone taught you to do then tweak it.
Tweak it. Just add it.
Listen, come up with a promo with your champion.
That's right.
Make him one of the last matches.
Yeah.
Make it count. Build him up. He's not just a wrestler. And this is where AEW, the quality of the matches is fantastic.
Sure,
right?
Fine.
But yeah, this is where the writing. I'll tell you what my favorite thing in AEW is.
Go ahead.
It's the EVPs.
Of course. I was joking earlier. But yeah, that is the best storyline.
But why, Mitch?
Because Jack is back. You got the Rainmaker. You're doing the Tony Driver on the owner of the company. Finally, they did something there. But guys, it's great. Good. But it's still not enough. But you'll get there. But the whole point of this little rant right now is simply this. Believe what you want. Where were all of you and what were you all doing when the final boss was showing up each and every week previous to WrestleMania? You were at the edge of your seat and you were standing up and you were getting excited. Why? Because of his wrestling? No. Because he didn't even have to say anything and you were still losing your mind.
Speaking of...
Admit it. Admit it that you guys are who you think you are. You're drama guys like me and Dimitri are.
We're drama guys.
You're drama guys.
Speaking of drama.
Yeah.
So you talked about the draft. You talked about the NFL draft.
Sure, yeah.
You talk about the owners. Are we chatting about it at all?
What do you mean?
What Tony Khan said?
Oh, yeah, we got it. Oh, yeah, we got it. Listen, Mike has put a leash on us to some degree. He didn't say anything about this, but we know enough to stay in our lane. Mike, we're going off script. We're going off script, Mike.
No, cut the line.
No, you know, rather than repeating what Tony said, because
we're not going to repeat it.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be repeated.
But yes, do it. You got to. You have no choice.
We're all talking about it.
That's right.
We're all posting about
it. That's right.
And the best part, because hey.
The neck brace?
Yes, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right.
Yes, yes, and yes, because... Look, what have we just ranted on?
Right.
Storyline.
Right.
Lack thereof.
Right.
Understanding the game. It was really... We are going to hate when we hate, but we are going to love when we love.
That's right.
That's called parenting.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we do. It's how I parent my kids. No, we criticized Tony Khan and everyone for saying, hey, listen, you guys, like the footage you did with the whole CM Punk thing, that was a little out of touch. Like, why do you need to take a step? It totally did it. until you went, it's like the movie Dumb and Dumber. Do you know what you did? You know, you totally redeemed yourself when he traded in the Tony Khan just traded in the Shaggin' Wagon.
That's right.
And he got the moped.
Yeah.
And they're going back to Aspen. That's what's happened.
That's what's happening.
He takes a pile driver.
Yeah.
He goes to the NFL draft.
Right.
With the neck brace, which he gets press.
Yes. Yes.
And he gets FaceTime.
Brilliant.
In front of the world.
Agreed.
And he gets to talk about being the AEW owner. Simultaneously, one of the commentators is also a commentator for WWE.
Exactly.
And when you throw a comment like that.
That's right.
Knowing that everyone there's not only got to take it, no one can say anything back.
That's right.
This is not a Will Ospreay Triple H thing.
That's right.
This is not I jab you, you jab me. It's like, hey, just so you know, I will always have this on you.
Yeah.
And that's good TV. That's what AEW needs to do.
So
that's how you drive a tank into the other guy's promotion and say, we're taking over, let us in. This is what we've needed.
Absolutely. Buddy, absolutely. In fact, it actually makes more sense now where they have the McAfee, who's probably the hottest guy when it comes to sports anything right now. Right? It's not enough. You can't mess with an NFL owner. He checkmates you every single time. So WWE, the writing's on the wall. You got to buy a team. You got to buy a team.
The first ever WWE-owned franchise?
Dude, I'm telling you, the Green Bay Packers are sitting right there for you. They're owned by the community. We'll take your offer. I speak for all of them. I'm an owner. Dimitri's an owner. You got two votes in your favor. Come and buy the Packers right now.
The Rock already has the USFL.
Again, that's...
No, but it could be a feeder league.
Yes.
Right? For
yes.
their super
it's
team.
It's the NXT to the NFL. To the NFL.
Yes.
But in all honesty, right now, the WWE... Pat McAfee's not big enough to take on Khan. If Tony Khan wanted, I'm dead serious. He could probably he can't. I don't want him on the set. I don't want him doing this. I don't want him broadcasting Jacksonville games. I don't want him doing this. I don't want him doing that. I hate to say it, but he can pull rank here if he wants. He won't, but he needs to be where Pat's on each week. You need something like that too then. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy how this has all worked out.
I know Tony Khan is the Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
I know it. But you're showing me a little something here.
I agree.
You are the owner's son of an NFL franchise. It's there, man.
It's his.
It's there for the, like, it's there for the taking.
That's right. 100%.
Like, this is where you go and say, The Rock has the USFL. This is NFL money.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Tony, please. Can Mitch and I just talk for you?
Yeah. Give us the mic. We'll do it for you. We'll do this.
We'll do it.
We'll handle this. No problems at all. You know, going back to the Swerve thing real quick, how'd you like him getting the belt? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's time. It's a good change. You can see how receptive the crowd is. Now they just got to find a way to really capitalize.
Right.
And the way to capitalize is just don't keep him in the confines of just constantly wrestling people. Get him out there. Give him the Cody Rhodes treatment. Get him in front of people. Let people know that this guy's a champion. Like the interview that he did where he took a shot at Grayson Waller. That's good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, get him out to Jacksonville Jaguar games. Get him to,
use the stadium for what it's used for.
Totally.
Football, not for wrestling matches. That's all I'm going to say. And for anybody that ever argued with me about the ramp to the ring, tell me I'm telling lies again. Because you know it looks horrible.
And that
balcony thing or whatever.
It's distracting.
Yeah, it's distracting.
I couldn't watch the wrestling because I was like, dynamite.
Do you know who else is distracted? Are the cameramen. Because they can't find the right angle. Do you see how many times they move around trying to not show the crowd because it's not a huge crowd?
Right,
and that's one thing where WWE, you know, if they can, they'll use it to their... put. It's a bullet in their chamber, if you will. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Guys, fix it up a little bit. That's all I ask. Just do it. And then you guys are on even keel. WWE does the draft thing. Tony Khan's in the draft room. It's amazing. I'm loving the synergy. I mean, NFL and WWE are my two favorite things in the world. And they're merging. They're merging, Jerry.
This is amazing. Just couple that with my search history. We got a complete show.
All right. With that being said, let's go to the alternate scenario. I don't want to know what's on that search history. Or wait.
But
I do want to know what's on that.
McGuireShow.com. It's where I get all my merch.
First one. So I'm perusing the Nets. I'm looking through. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. Will Sasso has done it again. He's on some feed. He's talking to some guy. Who does it better? Does Will Sasso do a better Jesse Ventura than Jesse Ventura? I'll tag you in.
Will Sasso does a better Ventura than Jesse Ventura,
right,
and Karrion Kross as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he does the whole tangent.
It's the best. It is so funny. It is so good. And I'm telling you, I bet you Jesse Ventura hears it. He probably doesn't have a feed because he's in the, where is he again? He's in the
Baja.
In the Baja. He can only hear. He's like, I wasn't on that podcast. What is going on? Speaking of that, there's another guy that, and I forgot about this years ago. What about Black Machismo? Does Black Machismo do a better Macho Man, or does Mike McGuire do the best Macho Man?
Ooh, you know what? I gotta give it to Jay Lethal,
yeah,
right, because he has more. However,
right,
McGuire's there for the taking.
It's there.
Daddy just needs more content.
He needs to practice more, is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah. And I think he'd be number one. Let me tag you in.
Okay, I'll be honest. I was watching it and I was starting to laugh, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm like, he's literally stealing the and when he does Ric Flair, he literally takes the guy's persona for his own. He's very good at it. But I'm with you. Mike McGuire is the champion of the Macho Man.
And by the way, you mentioned two things, okay? Yeah. His impression of Macho Man, Jay Lethal's, and also the promo, the woo-off with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Again, promo.
Promo.
Not wrestling.
Yeah.
Promo.
Last one. He was taken number one overall, or one of the top picks, in the first round of the Raw draft pick, and that is Carmelo Hayes. But he reminds me a lot of a guy that's the champion right now over at the AEW. And that's Swerve Strickland. If they had a match right now, who do you like?
Ooh.
I'll tag in.
I'm doing the dance, Mitch.
That's right.
I'm doing
that's
it.
That's right.
Who's champ?
Swerve's champ.
Yeah, I would take Swerve Strickland right now. But again, when it comes to production, WWE, the crazy part could actually turn Carmelo into a bigger star with
that's
less.
True. 100%.
Let me tag you in.
You know what, Swerve right now. He deserves it. He gets it. He's just a great wrestler overall. I just wish they would treat him like the champion that he is.
That's right.
Hey, there it is. Chair shot!
We gave each other that awkward look. Listen, you guys, we can't thank you enough. Thanks for tuning in to our ridiculousness at times. But hey, we're just fans at the end of the day. Thank you for all the support. Brian, thank you for the love as well. I sent you a message. We're working on it. Don't worry, buddy. You know, everyone that supports the show, whether it be McGuire's podcast, the ACT, you're listening to us, McGuireShow.com, where you can search for the merch. Thank you very much, everyone. Enjoy the week.